Did you know Korea's film scene is in a bit of a slump these days? Uh-oh. I'm DJ Brian, and I'll be back right after this song. Welcome to another episode of K-Pop Connection. It is Monday, May 11th, 2026, and we just heard Uh-Oh by IDOL. Now, considering Parasite basically kicked the door down at the Academy Awards just a few years ago, and with the whole K-pop Demon Hunters craze and the K-culture boom sweeping the world these days, you might wonder why there were no Korean films at this year's Cannes Film Festival lineup last year. This has caused quite a bit of anxiety in Korea's film scene, along with the fact that no Korean films were in the running for the festival's top prize or the Palme d'Or. Since Park Chan-wook's decision to leave Haeojil Gyeolsim in 2022. Well, maybe the industry was taking a bit of a, you know, sabbatical in 2025 because Korean films are back with a vengeance at this year's Cannes, running through May 23rd. Now, this year's festival comes with a historic first. Director Park Chan-wook, the winner of the festival's Best Director Award for decision to leave back in 2022, will be the first Korean director to head with the competition jury. And we've got some films to be looking forward to this year. First up, Hope by Na Hong-jin, which is gaining attention in itself, being his first film in a decade since The Wailing Gok-sung. This one will be in the running for the prestigious Palme d'Or. Meanwhile, if you prefer your Cannes experience with zombies, Yeon Sang-ho, famous for Train to Busan, is coming back with Gunche, a.k.a. Colony, featured in the festival's midnight screening section for the action, thriller, and horror fans. So yes, after a brief moment of, wait, are we okay? Korean cinema has officially re-entered the chat, and it's bringing zombies and directors who know their stuff pretty well. So with that said, we got the perfect song. We got Day 6 with Zombie. Would you like a coffee or tea? Yes, it is time for you to take a break from whatever you're doing and just sit back, relax, and enjoy all the info that we have prepared for you today. So relax, unwind. And speaking of Cannes, director Park Chan-wook has become the first Korean to head the main competition jury that awards the Palme d'Or, or the highest prize of the festival. But we have another Korean, y'all, who will be part of the Cannes jury. South Korea-born, Paris-based actor and visual artist Park Ji-min is heading back to the festival, not to walk on the red carpet, as she did for her role in Return to Seoul, but this time as a member of the short film and La Cinef jury. Now she'll serve under jury president Carla Simon, known for her Berlin Golden Bear-winning film Al Kara. Together with three other panels, Park will help decide the winners of the short film Palme d'Or and the La Cinef Awards, honoring the next generation of global filmmakers, y'all. Not bad for someone who only made her screen debut a few years ago. Now, Park first turned heads in Return to Seoul, which premiered in Cannes, Une Seton, Regard Section in 2022. Now, she followed up with that with The Little Sister, a Palme d'Or contender that went on to win with the Queer Palme. Off screen, she's, you know, just as busy, trained at Paris National School of Decorative Arts. Park is also an accomplished visual artist, with works shown at events like the Suave Barcelona Art Fair. So, in case you missed it earlier, the 79th Cannes Film Festival runs from May 12th to the 23rd. This year's festival will open with The Electric Kiss by Pierre Salvadori, and honor great names in the industry such as Peter Jackson and Barbara Streisand. Oh my gosh. So with that said, we have two great songs for you guys. We have Shiny with Electric and Dynamic Duo featuring Tama with Return. What the?
K-pop.
Welcome to What the K-pop. Every Monday, we choose a K-pop song and a phrase of the day from the lyrics to expand on Korean-speaking singles, and we'll go over it with our writer, Karen Choi. What's up, Karen Choi?
What's up, Brian?
Why did you freeze? Why did you freeze all of a sudden?
I was trying to match your energy, and I just couldn't do it.
My energy is relaxed and chill.
No, I was trying to match the speed of...
Well, this is my second coffee at this size today.
Yeah, maybe, so that's, maybe that's why.
I'm a caffeine fiend today.
Yeah. Well, yeah, so I was trying to match the speed, and I couldn't do it.
I've been up since 7 a.m., so I need the coffee. If not, I'd be like this.
Oh!
Yes.
Yeah, you're 피곤해 죽겠네.
피곤해 죽겠네. That's why I can't be 긴장돼 죽겠네.
No, the coffee's making you 긴장돼 죽겠네.
No, 긴장. No? 긴장 would be if I had no coffee. I'd be like, I'm nervous. But I'm not nervous at all. My heart rate isn't that high, though.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm actually, you know when you have too much caffeine, you get that rush, and then it goes, caffeine does that to you. You only get that rush of, like, waking up. You get spurts of that, and then it just goes...
You're,
it's like a sugar crash too.
Yeah.
But I don't crash because it's also a psychological thing. When you get to your own space, you're wide awake again. I'm like, I'm at home. I need to fall asleep.
But you can't.
Because I have those things where, like, now I have to walk the dog.
You have stuff to do. You have to clean.
I take off the makeup. I have to do my 7-step skincare routine.
Oh my gosh. Do you ever skip?
Only if I come home drunk. There are days where, like, you have a heshik. And then, okay, I drank too much that I'm kind of like, now I'm way too lazy where I need to just go to sleep without taking off my makeup.
What is your 7-step skincare routine?
Sometimes more, sometimes less.
Oh my goodness.
7-step would be on the days where if I had a long shoot and the makeup's been on too long, then I feel dry.
Uh-huh.
So, of course, you go home, you do either a oil cleanse or like a cleansing balm, take it off, then... You do your eye makeup remover. Mm. So I consider that like step 0 to 1.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
That's 8 steps.
Yeah.
Because there's 0 steps.
True. Then you foam cleanse.
Mm-hmm.
And then you take a Korean brand called Seol something something.
Yeah.
And then they don't call it a toner, but it's called something essence.
Uh-huh.
Where it's kind of opening up your pores to put in the next essence.
Oh my goodness.
And then you use your essence or toner.
Uh-huh.
And then you use your ampoule.
Uh-huh.
And then you use your, what do you call that word? I forget what it's called. Emulsion.
Uh-huh.
Then you use your eye cream.
Uh-huh.
Then you use your actual lotion, and then you use your, if it's evening, I'll use a night cream. And on top of the night cream, I use like one of those evening sleep packs that you take off in the morning.
Wow. Yes. Is that too many things on your face?
Well, seeing that the people that I've
worked
with...
Like, your skin's gonna spit stuff out.
Well, seeing that I've seen people my age or people who've worked in the business as long as I have... Not saying any names. When I see them, and I'm like, I can't believe we're the same age.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, maybe I need to start using 7 steps or 8
or even,
steps.
Even like recently when I worked with Connie, and she's, 5 or 6 years younger, she goes, 선배님? 진짜? 진짜? And I was like, yeah, I'm older than you. She's like, what? And afterwards, as she comes up to me, she's like, what do you use? Tell me everything. I want to write it down. I was like... And I told her what I do. It's like, okay, I need to do what you do.
Okay.
When you hear that, then you're like, okay, maybe I'm doing something right. But it's not every night. Sometimes I'll actually just do the basic stuff where I don't even put on a pack. I'll do wash, toner, lotion. That's it.
Wash, toner, lotion.
Yeah. Because I know I've done stuff the night before.
So it's not every day.
Not every day.
Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah. Because, I mean, you do need to keep hydrated.
Yes.
Keep your skin hydrated.
And the older we get, you know, physicians and doctors will tell you, like, all right, our skin dries out quicker. The older we get. We're not young anymore. Like, when you see kids in their teens, like, oh, 피부 좋다.
Yeah.
You have, like, you know, your skin's so hydrated. And, yeah, you look at pictures when you're in your teens. We're all like that. But no.
No. Nope. Okay.
That's why 긴장돼 죽겠네. That I might get too dried out in the future.
Yeah.
Which was our word from last week.
That's right. Yeah. You add 죽겠네 at the end when you want to exaggerate something. Mm-hmm. So when you just say 긴장돼, that means you're nervous. But when you add 죽겠네 at the end, that means you're really nervous.
Exactly.
You're extremely nervous. And you can add that to a lot of different stuff. You know, like I said, oh, 피곤해 죽겠네. That means I'm really tired.
And we've all been there.
Yeah, 배고파 죽겠네. That means I'm really hungry.
Are you one of those people who snacks when you're hungry? Or do you want one of those? No, I don't want a snack. I want to wait and eat a good meal.
I snack.
Oh, I don't.
I snack.
I know if I snack, I feel like I'm going to ruin a good meal later.
I can still have the meal. Even if I snack.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't judge.
When did I judge?
I can hear it in your voice.
No, I always say this. I never judge. I never yuck anyone's yum. Yes, I always say that. I never yuck anyone's yum.
I can still, you know, I can snack and I can still enjoy
Only
my meal.
God can judge. No human being can judge another human being. That's my thing.
Yeah, I can still have my meal. I can enjoy it.
Alrighty. Mm. Good for you.
Yeah.
Now today, we're going to be learning a new K-pop phrase from what song?
It's an old song.
Oh.
It's a good song, though.
Okay.
It's untitled. The group's untitled. And the song's called 책임져.
I love this song.
Yeah, yeah.
And the funny thing is, I want to say like a month ago, I had some friends over. I want to say like 5 Korean friends.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going on the tubes playing old school K-pop songs.
Yeah.
I played this thinking, oh, you're Korean born, so you guys are going to know the song.
And they didn't?
All 5 of us, their comment was like, 형, 언타이틀이 뭐예요?
How old were they?
They're in the 30s and late 20s.
Maybe.
One was 32.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe.
But they knew Young Turks Club.
Oh, that's weird.
How are you going to know Young Turks Club, but you don't know Untitled?
Oh, that's weird. That's weird. Maybe they missed that. Maybe they missed it. That is weird.
But I'm pretty sure our listeners won't know who Untitled is. And we'll explain later on who they are.
They might.
The young people? People who are 21 won't know who Untitled is.
Well,
if a 32-year-old didn't know.
But sometimes they surprise me, our listeners, because they know random.
Well, I mean, you know that one of the members of Untitled actually helped Psy because he wrote Gangnam Style.
Yeah, he wrote a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
A lot of songs. Yeah. Yeah. So
what are we playing today?
Okay, so we're going to have lunch and I'm busy. I don't have much time to get back to the office.
Okay. So let's get our lunch going.
So why did you want to come here again?
It's so good.
But you said quick lunch. We've been waiting for at least 30 minutes.
But good food takes time.
I know, but I have a meeting in 10 minutes.
Oh.
Yeah, 책임져. I told you we should just grab sandwiches.
Okay. I'll talk to them. I'll tell them to hurry.
You better. 빨리 얘기해.
Okay. Oh, they kind of look so busy, though, don't they?
But you didn't even say anything.
I tried. I made eye contact.
Yeah, that's not trying. 책임져, 나 배고파.
Hey, relax. Don't worry. I'll fix it. 내가 책임질게. Here it comes. Oh, our food comes.
Oh, good. Finally.
Oh, 맛있겠다. Wait. Should we add one more dish?
What? No, 빨리 먹어.
But that chicken looks so good.
No, I don't have time. 늦으면 책임질 거야.
Okay, then just a drink?
No, I have to be back soon. 빨리 먹어!
Okay. New plan. What if we order is late, you know, and then I'll just say it's my fault. And 내가 책임질게.
What are you talking about? I'm already late. It is your fault.
I am taking responsibility. 책임지고 있잖아.
What? Oh, I better get going. 야, 반도 못 먹었잖아. 책임져.
Alright, what if I message your boss for you?
No!
Yeah, I can tell him that you're late because of me. Oh, 내가 책임질게. What if we bring him back some of this delicious food?
No, just ask them to pack it up and 빨리 가자.
All right, 책임져.
책임져.
Untitled. Check 책임져. Yes.
Yeah.
Came
yeah.
out in 1996, y'all. Same year, I think H.O.T. came out.
Yeah. 96. What were you doing in 96?
I was learning the dance moves via VHS video.
I was in middle school.
I was in high school. Damn.
Yeah. So yes. The group, they're called Untitled. Mm-hmm. And it means there's no title.
Yes.
And the album title is 무제, meaning Untitled.
Untitled.
Yeah. So it's their first full-length album, and it's also their debut album. And the duo, they're really popular. So I don't know, you know, your friends, if they knew Young Turks Club. I don't know why they didn't know this group.
I know.
So they, I think the duo, they said that they were just going to do this, like, for a short time. They're going to do it short and sweet. So they were active for 3 years, and then they decided to split in 1999. But they're
that was their agreement as a group?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh,
and then they
that.
They're still in the business because, as you mentioned, Yugonyoung, he's still making a lot of songs, writing a lot of songs. He
was recently at Minhyung's wedding with his. Is he married? Because he's with a woman.
I don't know.
I don't know if I leaked that by accident. If it was his girlfriend or wife.
I don't know.
But he was there holding hands with her publicly. So, I mean,
well,
people saw
then,
him with
yeah,
her.
Yeah. So we don't know if it's his wife or girlfriend. But he wrote a lot of size hits. He wrote Haze's song. He wrote for a lot of people, a lot of singers in size labels. So, yeah. So if you listen to a lot of size songs, they might seem familiar because he wrote a lot of them. And this song has been remade by if you know JD1.
Who is that?
He's the trot singer.
I have no idea. I don't watch
but
the
anyways
trot stuff.
Yeah, so yeah,
I only watch Hwani's trot stuff.
Yeah. if you hear it, you'll probably know. So it's been remade by a lot of singers as well. So the lyrics are telling the girl that his life has been ruined because she left him. So he's saying, 내 인생 책임져. Basically he's saying it's your fault. You need to take responsibility.
Because you ruined my life.
Yeah.
내 인생 책임져.
Yeah, because you left me.
Yes.
Yeah. And then he keeps asking, he's like, you know, you left me. Are you, yeah, I don't know. He's kind of a sore. Because he's like, aren't you happy now that you've left me? Because I'm not. So you need to, you know, it's your fault. I can't do anything because of you. So it kind of sounds like, you know, he's not over the girl, but the girl's gone. And she sounds like she's over him.
Yeah, it's a little petty, though, if you think about it. You know?
Yeah.
Are you happy?
Yeah.
You know, because I'm not.
Are you happy now?
I'm not happy.
I'm not.
So you take responsibility for making me unhappy.
Yeah.
You know, I can't do nothing.
Yeah.
That's very childish if you think about the lyrics.
I know.
Now that you realize it, I loved this song because the melody and the dance and everything. But you're realizing where the singing, you're like, wow, two dudes being very petty.
I was kind of thinking, be a man. Be a man. Let her go.
But when the song came out, you don't think about the lyrics in that way because it's the melody. And then you actually take a minute to look at the lyrics like, okay, y'all need a man up.
Yeah, need a man up. Let her go. Let her go. Yeah. So that's what they're saying. They're like, you need to be responsible. You need to take care of me because I can't get over you. And I'm not happy because you seem to be very happy after leaving me.
I know. But you notice that in relationships. You'll see people like, you know, even if you're the one to break up with somebody and you know you're the one who should be moving on pretty well because you're like, all right, it's not working out.
Yeah.
I'm moving on. And all of a sudden you see them in the future somewhere like,
and it looks like they've moved on.
Wow. I broke up with you, but you moved on so quickly.
Yeah.
Why am I hurting them?
Yeah.
You know?
It's understandable. It's understandable.
Been there. So now how do we use it in our skit today?
In our skit, I didn't have much time. And you said that it was going to be a quick lunch, but the food took a lot of time.
Longer,
yeah, it took a lot longer than I expected, so I was almost late. And we didn't get to eat a lot of the food. So that's why I'm telling you, yeah, 나 늦을 것 같아. I'm going to be late. 책임져. You need to take responsibility. Because you said it was going to be a quick lunch.
We could have just taken the food back to the office.
I know. So at the end, we did. We ended up taking it back.
Or had some instant food at the convenience store.
Yeah, but you kept saying we need to order more.
But you know when you... This is when you shouldn't order food is when you're hungry. Because that's why they say you shouldn't go grocery shopping when you're hungry either.
I know. You keep wanting to buy more.
Yeah, and I'm thinking in my mind, I'm like, I must have been hungry when we went to the restaurant.
Yeah, probably. Mm-hmm. Or it must have been a really, really good place.
That too.
Yeah, because I'm like that too. I always want to order a lot.
I do that when I order delivery for myself too, and I'm home. I look at the app, I'm like, all right, I want the rice, I want the soup, I want the side dishes, da-da-da-da. And I'm like, why did I order like 50,000 won of stuff when I'm eating alone? Mm. But then it helps because then I'll have leftover for like next 2 days.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah.
It's okay.
It's convenient in that way.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't mind. Yeah. Yeah. So you can use 책임져 in a lot of different ways. And, it sounds when you... Like, 책임, it's responsibility, so it sounds serious. But in Korea, you use this in a kind of playful way, like with friends. So, like, I wasn't being really serious. I was kind of using it in a joking way. So, like, for example, you could be with friends and maybe someone, like, spills a drink and it makes your shirt dirty. So you could say, oh, yeah, 책임져. So you take responsibility for this. So it's not used in a really serious way.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh. 책임져.
책임져. Yeah.
But don't say it like that, y'all. Don't go to somebody when you're trying to be like, you take responsibility and go, hey, you 책임져. They'll be like, yo, you okay?
It's in the song.
Are you nervous? Of course in the song, but you're not. People are going to be like, do you need to go to a doctor? Yeah, if you say it that way, I'm saying. But I loved singing this at karaoke when I was growing up because it sounds very, poppy. Check. It's like saying, check it out,
Yeah. Well, you should ask Yoo Geun-young this time you see him.
I'm not close to him.
You're not close to him?
I just saw him at the wedding. It doesn't mean I have his number or anything.
I kind of want to ask them, if they think it hasn't aged, if the lyrics haven't aged well. If they also think it's a little petty now.
I mean, if you think about it, you're just literally saying, my life's ruined because you left it and you think, are you happy? Because I'm not. Take responsibility because you ruined my life. You left it.
Like, or
that's so immature.
Yeah, it is a little immature.
A little.
But it also kind of shows that maybe they were really into this girl. Like,
and
that's
still
how
immature.
Much I was into you.
But
my
also,
life is ruined because that's how much I was into you.
That could also be an infatuation situation. Just because you're infatuated with somebody, you can't go up to them and be like, you need to take responsibility because I can't move on with my life because I just love you. It's a one-way street.
Yeah, but I mean, just because you say this, like, the other person really can't be responsible for your life anyways.
True.
Yeah. So, I think it goes both ways.
But sometimes you need to learn as a man, just keep your words to yourself.
Yeah, let her go.
Nothing has to be actually said out loud all the time.
Yeah, and I mean, if the other person is doing well and if she's moved on, good for her.
Yes.
It's time for you to move on too.
And what they say sometimes is if you truly care about somebody, you gotta let them go.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
And it might be better for you too because you can move on too.
Yes. Mm. And I truly believe everyone has their soulmate out there somewhere.
Yeah.
So the person who left you, the one that you're complaining about saying, 책임져.
It's not that person.
They're not the one.
Yeah.
Yes. So there you go. Our What the K-Pop word of the day, 책임져, meaning take responsibility.
책임져.
Oh my gosh. Can somebody take Karen to the hospital right now? She's going crazy. And it comes from the song from Untitled, Be Responsible, called 책임져. Now, the title of the song is not 책임져. It's in the song. So you guys will hear it when you check out the song. And we're going to check the song out in full. Mm-hmm. And Karen will see you next week.
Bye.
We just heard 책임져, Be Responsible by Untitled. Now, let's get a preview of what's to come on KPC this week. Tomorrow, we have, in case you missed it, where you can get all the latest K-pop and K-entertainment news and updates. And on Wednesdays, we devote an entire segment to play your song requests and read out your messages on requests and responses. So make sure to send in your song requests throughout the week. And on Thursdays, we have Your Two Cents, where we hear your answers to a weekly question, which is posted on a gram at KBS K-Pop. And on Fridays, we have Just Go with Niall, where you can drop your guidebooks and just follow along as you travel across Korea. We also have our daily segment, Coffee or Tea, where we chit-chat about everything and anything that's going on. And you guys who send in your song requests, your answers to our Y2C, comments and suggestions through various ways, there's our gram at KBS K-Pop. And the KBS World English Service page on the Book of Faces, as well as our message board at world.kbs.co.kr. And now, time for a song. It's called So Cute by Hwasa. All right, guys, it is time for us to wrap up our show. Thank you for tuning in, though. And we have a great song by NCT Wish called Ode to Love. Our producer is Chaedong Gwon. Our writer is Karen Choi. I'm Brian Ju, and this has been K-Pop Connection. And you may disconnect now.